Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today, we've got an episode of Penny for Your Thoughts. On episodes like these, I'm going to go over some unique and interesting cards that fit a certain category or theme. And then I want to hear your picks for some ones that I might have missed. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So today's episode is going to be about some janky and awesome green enchantments. Now, there are cards in Magic that are great. There are cards in Magic that are overpowered. And then there are cards in Magic that are just janky and awesome. And though when it comes to janky cards, you kind of just know them when you see them. They do something a little off the wall and different. And you kind of have to do a double or triple take to be like, wait, why does this card exist? Or why would this card ever be good? Who would ever use it? And I'm here to tell you that there are some ones that are being overlooked right now that could be great in certain decks. They're not going to be great in every deck, but you know what? There are certain decks that could really use them, and they could be a lot of fun to pull out. And you know what? Your friends are going to look and be like, wait, what in the world does that do? What is that? So yeah, let's just jump into it really quick with the first one. And this one actually I think is a pretty fun one because it's definitely not a green card by any means. It is Revelation. Revelation is a world enchantment because it's old and that was a thing back then. And its Oracle text says players play with their hands revealed. So this one just says it's basically like a telepathy, but in green, which is absurd. So again, you can just get this down on turn one. And you're like, all right, everyone, no secrets. Let's see what is everyone doing? This can actually be, you know, very, very effective, especially against players that you might not know kind of what deck they're playing, you know, what their deck does. And you can kind of get like a sense of what they're doing. It can also kind of allow you to, if you're in a green deck, and let's say you're in a creature-based, you know, stompy kind of deck, it can basically tell you, okay, is it safe for me to play this right now? Can I play this creature out? Or is someone going to wrath the board shortly? Or is it going to be a counterspell? It can just kind of give you that information that you might need. Again, this effect is seen in blue pretty much exclusively, being able to look at other players' hands, kind of put something down that basically does that and sticks around. But yeah, this is just kind of giving everyone information. You know, it says, hey, this is what everyone's about. There's no, you know, no tricks you can pull on other players. This is, you know, let's just play some nice fair magic, you know, on the table. So this one, it can obviously rub players the wrong way because not everyone wants you to see their hand. But at least like this one, instead of telepathy, everyone shows their hand, and except, you know, including you. Telepathy shows everyone else's hands. So maybe people won't get as mad, but you never know. So it's just a fun card that, you know, you don't really see in green ever. And it's kind of just like, hey, this card exists. Yeah, so this one, I believe, was printed in Legends. The Legends is around $10, but the Chronicles is like 33 cents. So it's a very budget-friendly card as well. Next up, we've got Titania Song. It's an enchantment that costs 3 and a green. It says each non-creature artifact loses all abilities and becomes an artifact creature with power and toughness equal to its converted mana cost. If Titania Song leaves the battlefield, the effect continues until the end of the turn. So this was kind of a weird card. Again, it basically kind of turns all artifacts into creatures, or non-creature artifacts into creatures. And it says, hey, you're vanilla creatures. You don't get, you know, your actual activated abilities or whatever you have on your card. You're just doing creature things. So, hey, all those mana rocks that you've got, now those don't. Yeah, because green needed more help, right, on stopping other players from ramping as quickly as they do. But yeah, it basically says, hey, you know, all your mana rocks now are just little creatures. You know, they're 2/2s or 3/3s or whatnot. And hey, if you're going to cast a Wrath, you're getting rid of all of your artifacts on your board. So have fun with that. It just kind of, it's a card that could come out of left field. It's one that, you know, doesn't see a lot of play at all. It has a really unique and kind of really cool effect to basically say, hey, I'm not going to blow up all the artifacts on the board, but you know what? I am just going to turn them into creatures because, yeah, why not? But moving on, we've got another pretty oldish card. I think this one's from back in Visions with City of Solitude. It's an enchantment that costs 2 and a green and says each player may only play spells and abilities during their turn and activate abilities during their turn. So basically it says, hey, everyone, you know what? Let's just all have a fair game of Magic. We're just going to play on our own turns. You know, you don't need to stop me from doing my thing. I'm not going to stop you from doing your thing. And some players might not consider that to be fair because, yeah, the interaction on other people's turns is taken out. But, you know, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's just all focus on our own turns and, you know that your stuff's protected. So that for a Again, a deck that's just kind of focused on, you know, your own game plan. I'm going to get some big stompy creatures out there, and I'm just going to swing away. Your opponents aren't going to be able to stop you. You know, there's going to be no combat tricks on their side. There's going to be no, you know, they're going to be able to counter your spells. You can just make sure that, you know, you're going to be doing the things you're going to be doing. If you're not going to be countering other players' spells anyways, then you know what? This can just really help you out. Again, control decks are going to hate playing against this because, again, they're basically the entire premise of their deck is, hey, I want to be able to stop you from doing things on your turn. And this says, hey, no, let's not do that. Let's just, you know, make sure everyone's going to be doing whatever they want on their turn. And yeah, you can focus on your own turn when you get there, too. So it's kind of this is a card that might rub some players the wrong way, but it also, I mean, it can protect your stuff and it can help you out. So I think it's a fun card. But now let's move on from that one and on to one that is kind of somewhat similar to a pretty popular card, and that's going to be Pulse of Llanowar. It's an enchantment that costs 3 and a green, and it says if a basic land you control is tapped for mana, it produces mana any one color instead of its normal type. So this one is kind of like a Chromatic Lantern-ish. It's not as good, obviously. It costs one more. It doesn't tap for mana, and it only affects basics, so it's definitely not as good. But it is an enchantment, which is generally hard to deal with than artifacts. So that does have a step up on that. But basically, you know, if you've got a deck that's running a lot of basics and you've got, you know, some mana, you really want to fix your mana for specific things, maybe it's activating ability like Golos or whatnot to make sure that you have the perfect amount of mana for it. This can really come in handy and help out. And again, it's just not an effect that you see all that often, but it can come in handy. Next up, let's move on to Hibernation's End. This one is an enchantment that costs 4 and a green. It's got commutative upkeep of 1. It says, whenever you pay Hibernation's End commutative upkeep, you may search your library for a creature card with converted mana cost equal to the number of age counters on it and put it into play. If you do, shuffle your library. So this one basically is like a repeatable kind of tutor. It's a repeatable creature tutor that basically gets creatures into play. Yes, it does take some turns to keep going. Yes, you do have to pay for the commutative upkeep, but it's basically you're like, okay, I'm going to next turn pay 1 mana. I get a creature that has converted mana cost of 1, whichever one I want in my deck. Next turn, I'll pay 2 mana. I get a one that costs 2. You're basically just being able to tutor for, you know, the creature and put it into play. Yes, you have to basically pay for the creature, you know, casting it, but you get it directly from your library into play each time. And again, if you've got ways to maybe proliferate so you can kind of increase those upkeep counters quicker or other ways to do that, you can basically kind of get to the tutor amount that you want to. Again, this isn't for every deck, but for a deck that might be looking to tutor out specific creatures, this could come in handy over time. But now it's time to move on to, I believe this is the only aura on this list, but it's a good one. Elemental Resonance. It's an aura that costs 2 green. It says enchant permanent. At the beginning of your pre-combat main phase, add mana equal to enchanted permanent's mana cost to your mana pool. So this one can actually give you a lot of value out of it for just 4 mana, especially throughout the game if you can have this stick around. Now the thing is, the key is allowing it to stick around, obviously. So you need to be able to enchant it onto something that is hard to deal with. Maybe another enchantment, maybe something that's indestructible, maybe something that's got hexproof. Something that basically you can guarantee pretty much that it's going to stick around for a while. And this can give you an absurd amount of mana advantage. Again, every single turn you get that card's converted mana cost and mana for your mana pool. So you basically can just keep casting more and more things each turn. This can ramp you an incredible amount early. Again, if you've got something that's indestructible out earlier or whatnot, you get this on that. Maybe you get 4 or 5, whatever that cost is, mana every single turn. And it can put you way ahead of your opponents. Again, I think the risk on this one, again, is that it is an aura. So if it's on something that is easy to destroy, again, it's a 2-for-1 kind of when you lose it. But if you can set it up properly for the right deck, then it can really help you out. Next up is going to be Primal Order. It's an enchantment that costs 2 green. And let me get the Oracle text real quick. It says, at the beginning of each player's upkeep, Primal Order deals damage to that player equal to the number of non-basic lands they control. So green really isn't one for dealing out a lot of damage, any kind of punishing effects. But this card kind of, I'm not going to say it breaks the color pie, but it does say, hey, if you're playing non-basics, yeah, it's time for you to take some damage. And plenty of players, obviously, in Commander, play a lot of non-basics, especially, you know, the more colors you have, basically, you know, you need to make sure you're fixing your mana properly for a lot of decks. And so many players play a lot of non-basics. So this could be, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, depending on the time of the game, damage each turn for each player. I mean, maybe you build your deck in a way that you've got a ton of basics, you don't have too many, so you're not going to be pinged by this too often. But this can take your opponents out. Again, something that they might not see coming because generally decks that focus around green are creature heavy and you're going to be focusing on combat. But kind of being able to turn that a little bit and say, you know what, I'm going to take everyone out with basically damage from an enchantment, which out of combat, it's a very interesting kind of way to take out your opponents and one that can come out of left field and they probably won't see coming. And finally, there's going to be Holistic Wisdom. It's an enchantment that costs 1 green. It has pay 2, exile a card from your hand, return target card from your graveyard to your hand if it shares a card type with the card exiled this way. So this one kind of is a repeatable recursion effect that you can utilize when you need to. You're not gaining any card advantage from it because you are losing a card from your hand, but you are getting a more optimal card from your graveyard. So let's say late game, all right, you draw into a Rampant Growth, and you know what? You don't need that Rampant Growth, obviously, but you've got another sorcery in your graveyard that can really help you out. You're paying two, you're swapping that out, and you're getting that card that you actually need. This can really come in handy with, you know, spells that might be drawing you a lot of cards. So you can essentially, you know, cast that sorcery that draws you a lot of cards. Or whatever it is, you exile, you know, one of the sorceries that you draw, and then you get that back. You can cast it again to draw more. It can kind of be a draw engine. It can be a value engine, even though on its face, it's not generating you value because you are doing a one-for-one trade to get a card, but you're getting the better card that you actually need. So again, this can help you ditch cards that you don't need late and get you cards that you do need late. It can help you recast things that can be really impactful versus, again, kind of being stuck with those lesser cards in your hand. So this is a very kind of, it's a very value-centric card that might not look like it on its face because, again, you're not getting actual advantage out of it technically. So it's one I think you should consider. Again, it's kind of janky. It does something that's kind of weird. And again, you kind of have to double take, be like, okay, why would I use that? But I think it's pretty good. So yeah. That's my list for today. So yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of janky and awesome green enchantments that I missed though. So make sure you comment below and let me know maybe what your favorite one was out of these and what ones I missed, what janky and awesome green enchantments are still out there that I didn't mention. So yeah, let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future Commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again and have a good one.